Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortion funds pulled from the United Nations. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a good move by the Trump administration announcing that the United Nations foreign assistance dollars will no longer be provided to the United Nations Population Fund based on its promotion and support of forced abortions and involuntary sterilizations in China. We know and have known for some time that the United Nations Population Funds has used money from taxpayers in the United States to not only provide these contraception, but also providing what they call family planning, which is a euphemism for murdering your children. And that's what has been happening for a number of years. The good news is, not only did President Trump reinstitute the Mexico City policy, which prohibits federal money from going to any kind of foreign abortion, but also now we have defunded the United Nations Population Fund. Matt, this is great news. This cuts $32.5 million for funds just in 2017 alone.
Yeah, the State Department determined that the UNFPA was in violation of the Kemp-Kasten Amendment, which originally was enacted in 85 under the Reagan administration. And of course, under the Obama administration, there was a whole lot of looking the other way, and because of their promotion of infanticide. And so we need to be clear here. We're talking about forced abortion. This is where they drag, you know, a woman in. She may be 9 months pregnant because she's exceeded the number of children, China's one child policy. And they literally strap her down and force her and take her child, murder her child against her will. Just something that is totally horrific. And there's no excuse whatsoever that American taxpayer dollars would be going to support this kind of genocide. So the Trump administration, President Trump, it's been a little more than 100 days. I hear some people saying, why hasn't he defunded Planned Parenthood yet? I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, he's getting there.
But he, piece by piece, he's building a real pro-life legacy.
You know, it's just absurd, though. I mean, you talk about 2016, Obama gave $67.8 million to this organization, you know, blood money to fund these abortions and these forced sterilizations. These women in China, they're forced to have ultrasounds, any woman of childbearing age. And then if they're found to be pregnant with a third baby, they receive home visits with the purpose of persuading them to have an abortion. Because if they don't, they're fined as much as up to 10 times their annual income.
Yeah, if they have a child beyond the quota that China allows, they have to kill that child, abort the child, or they're fined 10 times their average income. So, you know, say they're making $10,000 a year, they're fined $100,000. Say they're making $50,000 a year, they're fined 10 times that, $500,000. I mean, these people can't afford that.
And so here were our tax dollars previous year, even though this amendment was in place, Obama just ignored it and gave over almost $68 million to this organization. That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, so they're forced to make a decision that if they have the child, then they, the family, and their children that they already have won't be able to survive.
Right.
Because the fines will just literally eat them up. They will not be able to even eat. So their whole family would perish, or they abort the child. It's a coercive situation. And 2016, as you said, Obama funded $67.88 million just to this particular United Nations Population Fund. That's not counting, you know, other funds that we provide to the United Nations in general. This is just to a section of the United Nations.
Right. And President Clinton also ignored this law and did the same thing.
And others have as well. And so, you know, the problem here is we have been funding these organizations worldwide. We're funding Planned Parenthood. And by the way, regarding Planned Parenthood, President Trump has issued an executive order. I should say he signed a piece of legislation that has been passed by Congress. And that legislation says that the states can defund Planned Parenthood. Because what happened is when these states began to defund Planned Parenthood after the videotapes of Planned Parenthood came to light, these courts have stopped the states from engaging in that. By the way, Justice Gorsuch, when he was on the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, there was a case coming out of Utah where Utah wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. The majority court said, you can't do it. Gorsuch dissented and said, yes, Utah can do that. Well, now there's a specific law that says, yes, Congress is saying you can do that. So states are now free to move forward to defund Planned Parenthood. We also, obviously, as you mentioned, need to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level as well. So great news here because we've got the Mexico City policy that was done during the first week of the president's term in office. We've got this one here where he has indicated no funds to this United Nations Population Fund. We have a piece of legislation that's been signed by the president saying that states can defund Planned Parenthood. So we're moving definitely in the right direction.
Yeah, you mentioned Justice Gorsuch and how he has ruled in the past on these sorts of things. He's never specifically addressed abortion, I think, openly, or Roe v. Wade, at least. But he did say this in his book, The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia. He wrote, human life is fundamentally and inherently valuable, and that the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. And so his having been now seated on the United States Supreme Court redounds in favor of life, certainly in the United States, but also in terms of the UN policies. And he has a partner, I guess, in the Trump administration in terms of defending life.
As well as we have a, you know, a vice president who is very pro-life. So that's a huge blessing for us now.
Yeah, who actually spoke at the March for Life in person, not by video.
Unprecedented, yes.
Yeah, it didn't just issue a statement to be read and didn't just plug in by video. He was there in person.
Yeah.
So that's the first vice president to ever appear in the history of America personally at a March for Life. So we are making, you know, we have a checklist that we have for Liberty Council and Liberty Council Action in terms of some things that we'd like to see happen during the first 100 days, during the first year, during the first 2 years of this administration. The amazing thing is that so many of these things have already been checked off. You've got reinstating the Mexico City policy. You've got the legislation passed that states can defund Planned Parenthood. You've got the defunding of the United Nations Population Fund. You have Justice Gorsuch, who has now been seated at the United States Supreme Court. There's more, but those are four huge issues that have already occurred within that 100 days of the Trump administration.
I think there's a strong sense. You see it in the unhinged approach that the left and Democrats that were obstructing the Gorsuch nomination have taken, that there's a sense that there is a trend shift here. I think that unprecedented since 1973, since Roe v. Wade, that we are moving in the direction of life. And I'm encouraged, Matt, that in our lifetime, maybe within the next 10, 20 years, that Roe v. Wade will go down in the dust heap of history along with Dred Scott and the Obergefell decision and other horrible, shameful Supreme Court decisions.
I think that we're within 4 to 5 years of that if the next vacancy on the United States Supreme Court is filled with someone who is an originalist. So the battle over Gorsuch will be just preparation for the next one, because if, say, for example, Justice Kennedy steps down, who has come down the wrong side on the abortion issue, except flip-flopping on the partial birth abortion, doing the right thing in 2007, the wrong thing in 2000, but if he steps down, he was the fifth vote in 1992 that switched his vote to uphold Roe versus Wade. He was on the right side after the argument. 30 days later, he flipped, and Roe versus Wade continues since 1992 because of Kennedy. If he steps down, and there is a strong possibility that he will, then you have another vacancy. Roe versus Wade literally hangs in the balance. That's where the real battle is going to be, because we need to make sure another person who's an originalist that believes that words matter, the Constitution means what it says, is put in that position. then you'll have cases that come up before the United States Supreme Court. Matt, we're within 4 to 5 years most. If all those things happen, and they really possibly could, continue to keep this in prayer, because this means that the bloodshed in Roe versus Wade could come to an end within the next few years. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.